This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. The Election Commission of India will publish the draft voter list for Uttar Pradesh today following the ongoing SIR process. The draft electoral roll was initially scheduled for publication on 31st of December. Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Navdeep Rinwa, has informed that the period for receiving claims and objections has been set from today to 6th of next month. After the publication of draft electoral roll, citizens will have 1 month to submit claims and objections. The decision on the claims and objections will be resolved during the notice phase between 6th of January to 27th of February. The final publication of the electoral roll of Uttar Pradesh will be done on 6th of March. He said that all the enumeration forms have been received and digitized. Union Minister of Home Affairs and Cooperation Amit Shah will inaugurate the CSR conclave titled Role of Corporate Social Responsibility in Nutrition Security and Malnutrition Mitigation at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The objective of the conclave is to deliberate upon collaborative, innovative and sustainable strategies to combat malnutrition among children. The event has been organized by the National Dairy Development Board, NDDB. During the conclave, Mr. Shah will launch the third phase of the Gift Milk Program under the Corporate Social Responsibility CSR initiative of Sail Bhilai Steel Plant, Chhattisgarh. Under this initiative, around 4,000 children studying in government schools located in the mining areas of Bhilai Steel Plant will benefit. The Supreme Court has directed the central government and the Employees Provident Fund Organisation, EPFO, to decide within 4 months on revising the wage ceiling under the Employees Provident Fund scheme, which has remained unchanged for the past 11 years. A bench of Justices J.K. Maheshwari and Atul S. Chandurkar passed the directions while hearing a public interest litigation highlighting that the stagnant wage ceiling has resulted in a large section of workers being excluded from the ambit of the EPFO, a social welfare scheme intended to provide social security to employees in the organised sector. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar interacted with participants of the French-Indian Young Talent Programme by the Chamber of Commerce and Industry, France-India in Paris. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he discussed the transformations underway in the world and the importance of India-France collaboration in that context. The minister also met the Executive Director of International Energy Agency, Fatih Birol, and appreciated his assessment of the global energy scenario and his support for India's growth and development. In the second leg of his visit, External Affairs Minister will visit Luxembourg. Chancellor of Germany Friedrich Merz will pay an official visit to India on 12th and 13th of January at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This will be Chancellor Merz's first official visit to India. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that on the visit, he will be travelling to Ahmedabad and Bengaluru. Prime Minister will receive Chancellor Merz on 12th of January in Ahmedabad. The two leaders will take stock of the progress made in diverse aspects of the India-Germany strategic partnership, which completed 25 years last year. In Bangladesh, atrocities against minorities continue as a Hindu businessman was shot dead in public by the unidentified assailants in Morirampur Upazila of Jessore last evening, triggering panic in the area and raising fresh concerns over law and order ahead of the elections. The victim was identified as Rana Kanti Bairagi, alias Rana Pratap, son of Tushar Kanti Bairagi of Arwa village in neighbouring Keshappur Upazila. Rana Pratap also served as the acting editor of Narel-based daily BD Khobar. In another incident, a Hindu woman has alleged that she was gang-raped, tied to a tree and brutally tortured in Kaliganj Upazila of Jhinaideh district. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will return to action at the Malaysia Open 2026 badminton tournament at the Stadium Axiata Arena in Kuala Lumpur today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.